Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
To realize the future America needs, we understand what's needed from us. To face each threat head on, we've earned our place in the fight for our nation's future. We are Marines. We were made for this.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. If you're just joining us, I'm on a bike. I am in studio and I am on a bicycle. I'm on a Concept 2 bike that John Belton has kindly loaned to us here in studio here in News Talk. And the reason I'm on it is because I've been set a challenge. I need to hit 20k. Slightly breathless. I need to hit 20k in an hour. So I started at about 4:30. And by the time Eamon reads the 5:30 news headlines, 5:30 headlines, we need to be at 20k on the bike, and we need to keep raising money. The whole point of this isn't just so I kind of breathlessly present the show for an hour. It's so that people will raise a few quid. Challenges have been set for all our presenters today here in News Talk. This was my challenge, and people have been really, really giving on the text line. So makeawish.ie/donate. We were up to 115 grand last time I checked. We need to try and get to 120 by 5. Never mind 5:30. Let's get to 120 by 5 and we shall reassess at that point. Anyway, with me in studio and laughing uproariously here and trying to keep a straight face is Nico Reynolds, the chef and the broadcaster as well. Nico, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. It's just everything's at eye level here.
Yeah, I would say that you've got a choice seat. Let's just put it that way, Nico.
Yeah, no, I am.
Yeah, we should have thought of that.
I'll maintain
Producer Claire, we need to think about that for the next few guests that come in. We don't want a Me Too moment here, all right, in studio. So, listen, we're here not to talk about cycling. We're both losing the run of ourselves here a little bit. This is unusual. I'm kind of starting to sweat as well in studio now.
No, you're
as
doing
well.
Great. You're doing great.
Barbecuing this weekend.
Yes.
So, good weather.
We had a little lick of it there during the week, though, and it just gets you enough tantalising, doesn't it, to get the disposable barbecues out and just kind of make a run for it, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm kind of interested in this because I'm transitioning this weekend. So we have...
To what?
To a charcoal.
All right.
So
okay, from
yeah,
gas.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. What did you think I meant?
Oh, I don't know.
We will get in trouble. We have had a gas barbecue for years.
Okay.
Oh, this is a big charcoal.
This is a big moment.
It's in a box. Got to build it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Going to use it tomorrow afternoon.
So
don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, so okay. What type of barbecue is it? Is it like one of the kettle barbecues?
It's a kettle one, and it's got a smokery thing on the side of it. So I don't really know. I am really terra incognita here.
How are you with the gas barbecues?
I'm okay with the gas barbecue,
yeah.
But that's just like cooking.
Yeah,
that's not really
barbecue. But it's also different because, especially with the gas and with charcoal barbecues, one of the main differences is like the control of temperature. Gas barbecues are a lot easier to control, but they don't give you the same flavor as charcoal.
Okay.
So with charcoal barbecue, you're going to get that beautiful smoky taste that know and love. First thing I'm always just going to say with the gas bar or the charcoal barbecue is make two zones. If you make two zones, you've got one side that's the charcoal, one side that's like the indirect fire, because you kind of get that thing that everything must be hot, everything must be throw on all the sausages at one time and they just get completely burnt.
Okay.
Just keep it low and slow is the kind
so
of best
I have
way to
all my charcoal just on one half of the barbecue.
One half of the barbecue.
And anything on the other side?
Nothing on it. No.
All
no,
right.
No,
okay.
No. Because you need somewhere like where the heat is going to be really intense on one side, and then on the other side you've kind of got this like little zone to retreat to that it doesn't get too hot.
Oh, right. Okay. So what about how soon before I want to start cooking do I need to light charcoals?
Because
some of my friends have these little funnels that they use.
If you're doing that 15 to 20 minutes, now depending on what kind of charcoal you're using, if you're using the briquettes, I would advise for someone starting off on the boiled barbecue because they burn more consistently. They don't give the same flavour as the lump wood. Now, the briquettes are just kind of more compact layers and they burn for longer. But, they're just kind of easier to manage. But the lump wood kind of gives you that beautiful flavour.
What's lump wood?
You know, you get the kind of lump of charcoal and it looks like it just like the sticks of...
Yeah.
You know, because the charcoal is essentially just baked wood.
Yeah.
That all the moisture has been taken out of it, so it's been kind of carbonised, so it gives you all the flavour and everything else. They burn a lot quicker than the briquettes.
Okay,
but you get better at it, and get a better hang of it. Especially for this kind of weather, living in Ireland, where it could just be a gust of wind could just blow in for about 2 hours, the briquettes are actually better for that kind of weather.
Oh right,
because
they'll
stay longer and hotter. Kind of, you're starting to sweat there.
Yeah, I am. Sorry, Nico, I am starting to sweat. You pointing it out is going to make me sweat a bit more now.
Well, it's all for a good time.
The studio is too hot, isn't it? The studio.
It's actually quite hot in here as well.
I'm sweating because the studio. Andrea Gilligan, address your complaints to her. She always has the studio turned up too hot.
I'll write a strongly worded letter on the way out.
Yeah, please do, because I'm sick of doing it. I tell you. So, what about food wise? Let's imagine. So, I'm going to go with the easy briquettes. I'll start. You know, with the low-hanging fruit. Yeah. I'll have half of my barbecue with the briquettes.
Yeah.
Nice and hot, white hot. When they get white, is that it?
That's it, when they kind of get white and flaky.
Okay, white and flaky.
White and flaky.
And I've got my zone then to retreat to, as you put it.
Because you want to get yourself the good utensils, something long and pokey that you can poke the coals with, and get nice tongs. If you want to go a bit further, a meat thermometer is always good to check the temperature, and some barbecue gloves. I bought a pair of barbecue gloves about 10 years ago, and they're still
barbecue gloves.
Really thick leather gloves.
Oh right,
so you can move around the coals and everything else.
Wasn't manly enough. You needed gloves to actually pick up the red hot coals with.
Yeah, that's it. You gotta get out there.
What about food wise?
Food wise for first beginning out or just a quick.
Yeah, let's just do a kind of a simple. We're not doing starters, dessert. We're not doing anything complicated.
There's people coming over. There's an hour break in the sunshine.
Yeah, let's get it done quickly.
Okay, the hour break in the sunshine. People coming over. The WhatsApp group is done. Do thin slices of food. Like, you got a chicken breast. Do the butterfly it so it's cut down so it cooks a lot quicker.
Okay.
It'll stay juicier because it's not cooking as long. You get a nice sear on it. Kebabs are always just a winner. And if you're doing something with beef especially, is look for the leaner cuts of meat that have kind of not as much fat in them, because if you're going to be cooking something quick, you want it kind of as lean as possible.
Okay.
Like, you know, your pork loin or like a sirloin steak or things like that will just be, you know, cooking about 10 minutes each side and you should be good to go.
And what about these people who suggest if you're cooking something like chicken, they like to cook it in the oven first and then they just bring it out and they stick it on the barbecue for a bit of flavour?
That for me all depends how much space you have.
Okay.
If you've got loads of space and loads of time, or not a lot of space and not a lot of time, you could do that. But if you've got the space and you got the time, just thin it, just cut it, do them thinly.
Yeah.
And do it the opposite way around, where do it thinly, get the sear on the barbecue, get that barbecue flavour, throw it in on top, and then you can put it in the oven for a little bit, let it cook through.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from. We have this institutional fear, or cultural fear of chicken in this country. People like to cook it to death.
And for good reason. I mean, it can make you incredibly sick and then ruin the whole day.
Yeah, well, I'll stick to the beef. I'll give the visitors the chicken, maybe. That's the best thing to do. What about kind of seasoning or anything like that? Is there anything I should be, like rubs or salts or any of this type of stuff to put on the beef?
Again, this goes into how long you have. For me, if you've got over 2 hours, always good for a good marinade. Something simple, a bit of lemon, a bit of thyme. And then you're always going to need like a little bit of acid in there, some sugar and some salt, just to kind of put... Like a really quick one that I always like to use, you got like a pickle jar.
Okay.
And take out some of the brine.
Yeah.
Mix it with a bit of buttermilk and dip your chicken in that. And that on the barbecue is phenomenal. Yeah. That's kind of all you need.
Okay, so let's imagine I do all of those things. I want one last little flourish, though. That's really
something that
people are going to walk away and they're going to be talking. I want people to be talking about this barbecue.
Yeah. Talking about it for a while and they're waiting for the invite.
Exactly.
How big is this barbecue you have?
I was going to say standard size. I mean, what, like a meter across, maybe?
Okay. lad, you should get onto something, a big piece of, big hunk of meat. Maybe just like a big ribeye joint from the butcher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And how long would I have to leave that on it?
This is where your meat thermometer comes in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because sometimes the bigger hunks of meat are going to take a little bit more time. But if you've got that kind of, if you've got the time for a barbecue, you've got the energy, kind of just, you should go a bit more all out.
And somebody's here wondering if Nico has any tips on using a Komodo barbecue. That's the kind of the egg ones,
that's
is it?
That's the egg ones. So they're like the ceramic ones. You can close them down. Those things, I don't know if you need many tips for them because they're just like...
Oh, What's the difference between that and a regular bog standard barbecue?
They hold heat remarkably well.
Okay.
All you'd really have to do is kind of like... just forget about it almost. If once you get it kind of get to the right temperature, just let it go and just leave it alone. And just, there's a saying in like Texas barbecue, if you're cooking, you're not looking. Or if you're looking, you're not cooking.
Oh, okay. I see. Are you getting any more comfortable with your line of sight in studio here?
I'm accustomed to it now, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing the things you can get used to, isn't it?
I can acclimatize pretty easy. It was, first I was a bit jarring.
I'm sure it was. It's jarring for me. There'll be people who are just
tuning
in.
Well, I can just see how much effort you're putting in. It's,
yeah, well, I'm sorry. I am really partly starting to sweat here, actually. Yeah, I should put a few newspapers on
your face. It's like that scene where he's in the elephant in Ace Ventura 2. Do you like it?
Right, okay. I'm about to exit the rear end of an elephant here. Anyway, why am I on this bicycle? People will be wondering what we're talking about. So I'm on this Concept 2 bike. John Belton dropped it over to us. And it's because this was the challenge set for me today, was to hit 20K by 5:30. So I started at 4:30, so we've got, we're a quarter of the way through, 3/4 of the way to go. And yeah, we're on target. But the real target we want to hit is a fundraising target. So makeawish.ie/donate. That's the website. I'm slightly out of breath. You're going to have to get used to that for the next 45 minutes. Anyway, makeawish.ie/donate. Last time I checked, we were about 115 grand. We need to get to 120. Let's try and get to 120. Like, we'll do it by 5 o'clock. If we do that by 5 o'clock, we can ramp up the target after that point. Something closer maybe to 125, 130 by 5:30. So let's get that 5 grand in. makeawish.ie/donate. Nico Reynolds. Nico, thanks a million for joining us.
I'll
relieve you of your view there. You can escape from studio.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
To realize the future America needs, we understand what's needed from us. To face each threat head on, we've earned our place in the fight for our nation's future. We are Marines. We were made for this.